the Supreme Court of the United States. Only three have been women.
Since the first one in 1939, Supreme Court confirmation hearings have been serious affairs. But researchers say they're more serious, more exacting, and more severe when the nominee is a woman, like Sonia Sotomayor.
Do you agree that marriage is a question reserved for the states to decide?
If the Supreme Court does not review that issue, then is it the case that those states could pass laws that prohibit people from owning firearms?
What is the settled law about abortion?
I got a question for you. I got a question for you.
Five people got tougher questions when they faced the Senate, and they all happened to be women or minorities. Justice may be blind, but senators aren't. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, June 29th, and we're going to be hearing a lot, not just about Elena Kagan, but about Supreme Court nominees of the past as well.
Two confirmation hearings this morning, and they're at the top of the news. It may be a bit of a hazing. It may be symbolic, but Senate Republicans say they are ready to give some tough questioning to Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan during hearings today. During opening statements yesterday, Kagan said she would approach each case with an open mind.
I will work hard, and I will do my best to consider every case impartially.
Solicitor General Kagan appears to be on track for confirmation, nevertheless, when the court starts a new term in October.
A University of Georgia study reports that questions asked at Supreme Court confirmation hearings address real substantial issues. But it also found that female and minority nominees are questioned more closely than white male ones. Joining us now with more is Lori Ringhan. She's the author of this, one of the authors of the studies, and an associate professor of law at the University of Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this is a very definitive, very comprehensive study of all confirmation hearings since 1939, but you're still talking about subjective measures, right? Whether you decide whether one question is tougher than another.
Right. Well, one of the problems with studying confirmation hearings is that they're so variant and the senators and the nominees come at it from such different directions. The way we tried to control for that here was we looked at every answer and every question by issue. And what we found was that there's less social chit-chat, so to speak, in the confirmations of women and minorities than there are in more traditional nominees. So women and minorities are facing more substantive questioning in a statistically significant way.
Okay, Lori Ringhan, stay with us. We're going to talk more about this in a moment.
On the last day of its session, the Supreme Court ruled that the right to bear arms applies to state and local gun laws. The ruling could overturn Chicago's ban on handguns, but the court did suggest that local authorities may still impose some gun restrictions. Government investigators say the U.S. has overestimated the ability of Afghan military and police units to fight on their own. It's the first objective look at the rating system the military uses to determine how well Afghan troops are doing. And lawmakers say General David Petraeus is a shoo-in as the replacement for General Stanley McChrystal in Afghanistan. Petraeus appears at a confirmation hearing today before the Senate Armed Services Committee.
The FBI has arrested 10 Russian spies posing as civilians. A suspect include four couples living in the suburbs of New York, Washington, and Boston. And in Greece, riot police have clashed with workers during another 24-hour general strike. Looking in the markets, futures are down. The Dow will start at 10,138. The S&P at 1,074. The NASDAQ opens at 22.20. We're going to be talking more about your health in the program in our DIY Health Series, DIY Checkup. There are a lot of things that keep people away from the doctor's office.
Scary. Not going near it.
That's one of
Get
them. Also,
of
busy schedules.
Nope. Uh-uh.
We're going to talk about getting you to the doctor later on this hour.
Questioning begins today in the Elena Kagan Supreme Court confirmation hearing. What are the patterns and what is the mission of the senators? We're going to talk in just a moment.